بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the discussion on the subject of sujood al-sahu, prostrations of forgetfulness, and we'll talk about the second cause which entails these prostrations, and this is the omission. And the omission could be in a pillar, in a rukun, in a pillar, or in a wajib, that which is obligatory in salah, or in a sunnah, or in a sunnah. It can take place in either one of these. In an omission, omitting a rukun, omitting a pillar, or omitting a wajib, an obligation, or omitting a sunnah. Now, if he omits a rukun, a pillar, then he must return to do that pillar as long as he did not reach its place in the next rak'ah, the place of the same rukun in the next rak'ah. You understand? So, he must return to do that pillar as long as he didn't reach its place in the second, in the next rak'ah, the same pillar in the next rak'ah. If he had reached this place, then the second rak'ah will replace the former one. His former one, then the second rak'ah will replace his former one. Example. Here is a man making the salah, some person making the salah, and then he recites al-Fatiha. He recites the Fatiha, and then goes all the way down to prostrate. So, what did he miss? He missed the ruku', he missed the bowing. Then he got up, then made the ruku'. Thereafter, he remembered that he did not make the ruku' in the first rak'ah. Here, his rak'ah will be invalid. It'll be cancelled. And the second will take its place. So this requires that he brings up a complete rak'ah. Is that clear? Because what? He remembered after reaching what? The same place the place of the rukun itself, which he missed. But in the next rak'ah, that's right. So he missed the ruku', he went for sujood. So, and then he got up. Then he made the ruku'. Now he remembered that he didn't make ruku' in the previous rak'ah. Here, this rak'ah which he missed the ruku' therein is cancelled. And the second one which follows, the one which follows, will be a substitute for that. He should come up with a complete rak'ah, and it will make up for that which he missed. So if his first rak'ah that he missed the ruku' in was the first rak'ah, then his second will be his, you know, you tell me, then his second will be what? it will be his first. Is this clear now? Is this clear, inshallah? No. Tayyib. Now, another example. He missed the ruku'. Missed the ruku'. And while in sujood, he remembered. What should he do now? He missed the ruku', and while in sujood, he remembered. What should he do now? He should. Aywa. Go back to make the ruku'. And what follows thereafter? At what follows thereafter? So he's going to make the ruku' and continues to make the sujood thereafter, you know, in the ordered manner. Clear? Is this clear? So we gave two examples. An example where he remembered before he had reached the same rukun which he missed in the rak'ah, and also he gave an example where he remembered after he had reached the same rukun in the following rak'ah. Now, situation. If he remembers that he missed a pillar after salam, if he remembers that he missed a pillar after taslim, remember, this is very important. Now, two situations arise. If that which he missed is from the last rak'ah, then he brings what he missed and what follows that, then makes taslim, then prostrates for the sujood of forgetfulness. Is that clear? So, if that which he missed is from the last rak'ah, then he does what he missed and what follows it and does taslim and then the sujood is sahw. When we say he brings, meaning he should do that. Naam, he begins with the missed rukun, makes it. No. What? He will bring the rukun. The rak'ah is invalid without the rukun. He will begin with that which he missed from the pillar. And what follows? And what follows? This is, if the missed pillar is from the last rak'ah. So he makes that which he missed, and what follows it? Then makes taslim, and then sujood is sahw after taslim. Now, this is the first situation. The second situation, if that which he missed is from a rak'ah before the last rak'ah. If that which he missed, the pillar that he missed, is from a rak'ah before the last rak'ah. You understand? Is this clear? If the pillar which he missed is from a rak'ah before the last rak'ah, then he must make a full rak'ah. Then he must make a full rak'ah. Is that clear? He must do a full rak'ah. So are these situations clear now? With respect to the pillar, we have now three situations. First situation, he remembers it before he reaches its place from the next rak'ah. Then he must return and do and make the pillar, and what follows the pillar, then makes taslim, then makes sujood as-sahw. Is this clear? This is the first one. We are going over them again. Is this clear now? Concerning missing a pillar. This is the first situation. Second situation, he remembers it after he had reached the place of this rukun which he missed in the former rak'ah. So he reaches the same place of this pillar in the next rak'ah. Here the former rak'ah is cancelled and the following rak'ah takes its place. Is this clear? Is this clear? We're just going over them again. If the pillar, if he remembers the missed pillar after taslim, after salam, then if this missed pillar is from the last rak'ah, then he makes it, and what comes after makes salam, then makes the sujood of as-sahu, prostration of forgetfulness. Second, if the missed pillar, the missed pillar is from a rak'ah before the last rak'ah, then in this case, he makes an entire rak'ah, complete one, and makes salam, and then prostrates the forgetfulness. There is a difference between the last rak'ah and the rak'ah and any rak'ah before that. If what he missed is from the last rak'ah, he makes that which he missed, and then what follows. But if it is from a rak'ah which is before the last one, he needs to bring a total whole rak'ah. This is the difference between the two situations. Whether the pillar is from the last rak'ah, and whether the pillar is from the rak'ah which is before that. This is concerning the pillars. Is this clear now? These are the situations with respect to the omitting a pillar. Omission of a pillar. Clear, inshallah, before we move. The rukun, the missing of wajibat, of obligatory matters in salah. Here there is a point of benefit first. That what's common for a pillar and a wajib, a rukun and a wajib, is that anyone who deliberately leaves, then his salah is invalid. Anyone who deliberately leaves out a wajib or a rukun, then his salah is invalid. This is a commonality between rukun and wajib. This is a commonality between rukun and wajib. Deliberately leaving them out, a rukun or a wajib in this case, then this invalidates the salah. Now, the difference, however, between the two, is that the rukun, with respect to the rukun, he must make it. As to the wajib, if he leaves it, he compensates it with sujood as-sahw. Clear now this ruling, this foundation, the commonality and the difference between rukun and between the wajib with respect to the salah. Is that clear? They agree in that deliberate omission of any one of them is an invalidation of salah. And they differ in the sense that the pillar, he must make it. And the wajib, if he leaves it out, he compensates for that by way of sujood as-sahw. You see now the difference between the rukun and the wajib and what's common to them? And we'll give examples. We'll give something which is applicable on all wajibs, on all obligations. Right. Someone leaving the first tashahud. Okay. Now, we have the following angles to it. First, if he makes the determination to move, to stand, however, his thighs do not separate from his shins. Here he returns, if he remembers, and there is nothing upon him. Is this clear? So he intends to stand. Clear? However, and he wants to move up, right? To stand up. To get up. However, his thighs do not separate from his calves? Okay, yes. Alright, I was thinking so. Tayyib. So we can correct it. So we use the calves. That's it. Naam. That's fine. No, we use the calves since it's the back. That's right. So if he makes the determination to stand, however, his thighs do not separate from his calves. That's right. Second, if he remembers through his standing up while getting up, then he must return. We're talking about before he stands upright. So he remembers while getting up, then he must return. In this case, he makes sujood as-sahw after salam. In this case, he makes sujood as-sahw after salam. Is this clear? Third situation. If he remembers after he stood upright perfectly, then in this case it is forbidden upon him to return. It is forbidden upon him to return for the tashahud which he missed. Forbidden for him to sit. And in this case, he makes the sujood for forgetfulness before salam to compensate for that which he missed. And this example, with its three angles concerning leaving out a wajib, applies to all al-wajibat, to all obligations. This applies to all obligations. Let us take another application, and so that you know how this applies. He is in his ruku' and he forgets to say سبحان ربي العظيم. You know, saying سبحان ربي العظيم is a wajib, is an obligation. He forgets to say سبحان ربي العظيم. So when he was about to lift up from ruku', he remembered. He did not move yet. Is there anything upon him? Is there anything upon him? So he remembered before moving. There is nothing upon him. Now, in the second situation, if he remembers before, while moving, while lifting, but before reaching an upright, erect position, what should he do? Then he makes sujood sahwa after. Oh, no, wait, what should he do? He returns and makes and says سبحان ربي العظيم. He returns and makes سبحان ربي العظيم. Then he needs, after salah, after taslim, he needs to offer two prostrations of forgetfulness. Is this clear now? The second situation, just like earlier. Now, the third situation, if he remembers that after he stood completely upright, then what is the ruling? In the standing position, then what's the ruling? It's forbidden for him to return. It is forbidden for him to return. And he must do sujood al-sahw before or after? Before taslim. No return. And he should do that before taslim, because he omitted a wajib. That's right. Is this clear? The last matter concerning the omission is the sunnah, omitting a sunnah. Whether this omission refers to a sunnah, a saying, or a sunnah, an action, then it is not an obligation. It is not an obligation in either case to make sujood al-sahw. This is because if the sunnah is deliberately left, then one's salah is still valid. However, is it permissible to make sujood al-sahw for it or not? The answer is yes. Permissible. Recommended. However, with the condition that it is from his normal habit that he usually does this sunnah which he missed. Like, for example, it is from his normal habit in salah to raise his hands upon takbirat al-ihram. To raise his hands upon takbirat al-ihram. Or upon going for ruku', or upon lifting from ruku', or upon lifting from the first tashahud. If this was his norm and he missed, and he remembered this before the salam, therefore here in this case it is recommended for him to make sujood as-sahu, otherwise not. This is the situation with respect to the sunan, omitting the sunan. Inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow we'll talk about the third situation, the third cause which entails sujood as-sahu, and that is ash-shakk, doubt.